Well, hi there. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Today, Eric is going to have a very special guest on our show. We welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio, Marilyn Brown Ross. Marilyn is a reverse mortgage specialist. I'm going to give you a telephone number. You can call Eric. He is offering you a blueprint to worryless wealth. He does this every single weekend on our show. He wants you to retire with confidence, so he's offering you this free strategy session with him. Here's the number to call, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Today, we're going to talk about retiring confidently. We all want that. We all have this perfect picture of what we want for retirement, whether it be living on the beach or heading for some cool vacation that you've never been on. Maybe it's just fishing or playing golf. We all have a happy place that we want to get to. And Eric, I'm wondering, the best way to make our way to this happy place, is it to save up just a big chunk of money? Make sure we've saved enough to retire?
Well, you know, what's enough? So that's probably the toughest thing, right, to answer is the term enough. And so really what you need to do is you need to figure out, you know, what are you going to be doing in retirement, right? How much do you need to spend every month? Because that's really, I think, much more accurate. I mean, you could have $1 million, you could have $10 million, but really the key is how much do you have coming in every month? And, you know, is that enough to meet your needs? So, you know, really what you got to do is figure out what you're going to be doing in retirement and, you know, what is that cost of your lifestyle going to be for each month?
And it sounds like a lot of people are focused on just saving up this amount, right? This certain amount, when they really should be focusing on a different number.
Yeah, that's right, Lon. I mean, really what we have to do is figure out, you know, what's that lifestyle cost going to be? And then after that, then we can figure out, okay, what's that income plan? You know, what is that written income plan that says, you know, if you take this much money out with inflation adjustments, obviously is critical, then is that going to last? You know, how much money is that going to be? You know, is it going to be enough for you to do the things you want? And also put a little bit reality check in there. The biggest problem I find is a lot of times people say, or there's even studies out there say you need 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income. Well, not in the first 5 years. First 5-10 years, you might be spending 100 to 150% of what you used to make because you're doing all the things you wanted to always do. So you know, that's really what you want to do is figure out first and foremost, okay, how, you know, here's our assets, here's how they're growing, but what am I going to be kind of doing in retirement and what's that cost level going to be? So when somebody's sitting down with us, what we do is we first and foremost figure out, okay, what's that income plan going to be? So we have to get that, figure out that number. That's where that kind of drives a lot of everything is figuring out what that monthly number is going to be. Do we want to add on stuff like you're 10, 20,000 a year for vacation? We could throw that in there. But once we get that number, we can come up with an income plan, figure out then where to invest, then how are the taxes going to affect everything, then go into healthcare issues, legacy issues, and that's what we call our blueprint to worryless wealth. It's a one document, one report that basically says, here's how everything's going to work. I know how everything's going to be in retirement and takes those worries out of that life. So that way you can have a fun life, an exciting life, but not an exciting portfolio or exciting, stressful, you know, wondering question of, do I have enough to survive?
Right.
So, you know, if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. There's no cost, no obligation. We'll just go through this process with you, show you what you need to be doing to make things change and make them, you know, the way you want them to be. And that's up to you if you use us or not. So again, 408-297-9800, or you can go online to wealthcreator.com.
Eric is in his 25th year as founder and president of Heckman Financial, where they focus on lifetime income, alternative investments, and creating your blueprint to worryless wealth. So if you want to create that, give Eric and his knowledgeable staff a call. The number again, 408-297-9800. And check out their website. It's wealthcreator.com. Again, their website, log on to wealthcreator.com. Today, we're talking about creating your retirement budget. And, you know, Eric, one of the issues here, I think, is the fact that budgeting just isn't that fun. You know, nobody likes that B word, budgets.
No, exactly. No, nobody ever wants to do a budget. And a lot of times people say, hey, I never needed one before. Why do I need to do it now? Well, you know, the really big thing is the paycheck, right? So, you know, if you're every other week or twice a month or whatever, you had money coming in retirement, it's actually usually about lots of little checks. It's not usually one big check you're going to do that like you used to have. It's going to be money from here, money from there, money from there. And so you need to know what that budget is going to be. And, you know, so that's one of those things where you do need to figure out at least some rough number of what that expense level will be, how much money you're going to be taking out. And that way it gives you confidence in the future. And you don't have to worry so much. And that's why we call it the blueprint to worry less wealth.
Right. All right. So there's about four steps to creating a monthly retirement budget. So can you go over what the first one is?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got a process actually called the wealth coordination account. And the very first thing we do always is look at what's the fixed items. And so fixed items, what you want to do is really flip these into, you know, like we've got a process that we can even send this to somebody. If somebody wants to, you know, call and request this, we'll send it to them for free. But what it is it's a spreadsheet that translates everything into a monthly amount. So like property taxes, usually twice a year. Lots of times your homeowners is once a year. Car insurance is often twice a year, but some stuff like your utilities and other things are, you know, monthly. So what you want to do is figure out what's that fixed amount of money that you have to have every month in, month out. And once you know that fixed number, that then dictates kind of everything else for you. So, you know, that once you know you've got, okay, this is how much I have to spend, then we can kind of do the rest of the budget from there.
Okay, so what other types of expenses typically go into this category?
Yeah, obviously, if you when we're talking about the fixed bucket, that first critical item, it, you know, obviously stuff like mortgage and rent, you know, so that's one where you're going to be paying that every single month. So, you know, however much that's costing you, you know, utilities, you know, like a lot of times I'm a big fan of taking your PG&E. They've got a deal where you can set up a 12-month plan type of thing where they bill you the same bill every single month. So when heating's high or air conditioning's high, it smooths it all out. So, you know, because if you can get the utilities to be a little bit more standardized, it's going to help you a lot on the budgeting. So you could have stuff like cell phone, of course, in there. And so then insurance stuff, so all that. The other big one that a lot of people forget in retirement is taxes. Taxes are something that can sneak up and really get you bad because, again, you used to have a paycheck where they took out withholding. Here, if you're getting a whole bunch of checks, then, you know, lots of times people forget to take the withholding out and then they get really hit hard on taxes. I mean, like really hard because they didn't take any money out.
Is there a percentage they should be thinking about or?
Well, Social Security can easily do 10%. A lot of times people don't even think about taking out, you know, taxes from Social Security, but, you know, you want to at least get some money withheld and that's usually a steady paycheck that you're getting. So it's an easy one to do. The problem is they don't take out money for state income tax because it's not state income taxable. So, you know, usually if you're taking money from an IRA or some other place like that, you know, 401ks or something, you can usually tell them how much you need to have taken out. But if it's not enough, then you may end up having to, you know, have to do quarterly filing. So again, if you're doing quarterly filing, which is, of course, four times a year, you can divide that into a monthly number. And again, that'd be one of these fixed costs and fixed expenses. You know, in terms of, you know, like spending like money on food and groceries, I'm actually not a big fan of actually having that in the fixed costs because you just don't really know how much you're going to be always spending. So, you know, so that stuff I would say would be more in the variable, you know, section, but really, so it could be anything else. I mean, it also could be, you know, that you want to have so much money for set aside for gifts or for Christmas, for different things you might be trying to go on to. So if you want to do like a big, huge trip that maybe you're saving up for a couple of years, you know, you can have that money allocated in there. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or even text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, Eric is an author. He wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth, and he wrote it to help us see any warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble ever begins. And he teaches us to discover how we can worry less. And that's what this show is all about. So if you have any questions, call or text Eric. Here's the telephone number, 408-297-9800. 408-297-9800. He will help you create a blueprint to worryless wealth, a 5-point plan, and he's offering that to you today for absolutely free. All you have to do is call this number, 408-297-9800. Today we're talking about how to create a useful retirement budget. So Eric, let's just kind of go into the whole why it's so important to have a clearly defined budget in retirement.
Yeah, well, you may have never really lived on a strict monthly budget before in your working life, but you know, again, you know, this is a time frame when you don't have a normal, you know, paycheck coming in every 2 weeks or every other month, every other week or whatever it is. So, you know, when your paycheck goes away, you have to have some sort of monthly income. Now, a lot of people are retiring before they turn on Social Security, so again, that may be needing to withdraw money from other places for several years, sometimes 4 or 5 years. You know, if you want to retire, say at 60 or 62, and you're not going to take it till 66 or 67, you know, you're going to have a lot of other money coming out. And these, you know, the systematic withdrawals can help. You know, you can kind of build your own kind of paycheck, but it does take a lot more planning. And that's why it's so much more critical in retirement to know this stuff and to be really, you know, paying attention to what you exactly need to take out every month to live the way you want to live.
All right. So we listed our monthly retirement obligations. So what's the next step in putting our budget together, Eric?
Well, you know, one thing that's going to be a little bit different is healthcare. And you know, healthcare for most people out there today was something you just got from your employer and you marked a box and, you know, you paid so much. Obviously, when you hit retirement, it's very different. Now, you know, if you're trying to retire pre-65, it's very tough now because, you know, the Affordable Care Act, the best thing about the Affordable Care Act is it allowed all my clients that were wanting to retire early, you know, easy access to health care. They made sure they could get it. It even gave you some tax benefits because if you structured things the right way, sometimes you wouldn't even pay anything for it because, you know, if you were depending on what kind of monies you were taking out. And so there's a lot of great benefits. And of course, now we don't exactly know where that's going to be. So, you know, if you're retiring pre-65, you really need to figure out what is that cost going to be for, you know, for that medical, you know, stuff. Cause I've got a client retiring from Lockheed. He's got a nice big pension so he can retire a lot earlier, but you know, he's got to do something about medical between now and 65. And once of course people hit 65, you know, then you get on Medicare, you know, you buy a supplement. For most people right now, the total costs are, you know, I'd say $300 to $400. 60 to 65, you're probably looking at least $1,000. So, you know, if you're used to paying $10 a paycheck or, you know, $50 a paycheck or whatever it was for your medical because your, you know, employer was paying for most of it, you know, that's going to be a little bit of a sticker shock. So, you know, knowing how that's going to be, and especially also if you and your spouse are, you know, very different age. You know, lots of times one person may be at 65, but the other one may not be there for, you know, 5, 6, 10 years. And so how are they going to get that medical? So, you know, that'd be one of the things to be really looking for. And then obviously, as you progress down the road, you know, how are you going to take care of long-term, you know, care types of issues, you know, home health care, all those things. You know, I'm not a big fan of long-term care insurance, the traditional kind. You know, so many people raise their rates and done all sorts of stuff. So, you know, what you really got to look for is something that there's some of these alternatives out there. There's ones that are tied to life insurance or annuities or other things. Those ones can give you some pretty good benefits without really having the huge costs that you pay for with long-term care that may also then increase later on. So really looking at that healthcare issue is a big area that people really need to be paying attention to. And, you know, it's something that you got to do. So, you know, if that's something that's of concern to you, you know, figure out this plan and figuring out, okay, how am I going to retire? You know, the first step is what we do when we're meeting with our clients is we go through this discovery process, find out what they're doing right now. Then we can figure out, okay, how do we get from where you are to now to where you want to be going? And that's looking at your income plan, developing a written income plan, developing a written investment plan and tax plan. So how does that all coordinate together? Because obviously, especially if you're retiring right now under the way things are, you could structure things differently and maybe not even pay anything hardly at all for healthcare, you know, assuming the Affordable Care Act is still around. And so that's some of the things we want to be looking at. That's how we build that blueprint to worry less wealth, by looking at that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, putting that all into one document. And that serves as your blueprint to your worry less wealth retirement. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, where you're going to get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. And just like we're talking today on our show, Eric will help you with all of the confusing high-risk strategies that we're all faced with in the world today when we talk about finances. He's going to explain it to you in a much easier to understand conversation. So if you'd like to set up that discovery visit with Eric, call or text him at 408-297-9800. You can create that blueprint to worryless wealth for absolutely free. Also, check them out on their website. It's wealthcreator.com, wealthcreator.com. All right, Eric, well, once we've come up with that budget and then a plan for our medical healthcare expenses, what do we do next?
Well, going back to the process I was talking about, the wealth coordination account, and what we really use there is, of course, the fixed costs, figuring out what that number is. So say the number is $3,000 for your mortgage and insurances and other stuff. Then where's all the fun stuff come into play, right? Now, groceries and fuel may not sound so fun, but
you need to eat.
But you do need to eat. You need to get around. And, you know, but that's also entertainment, hobbies, going out, traveling, even vacations, all these things. Now, again, vacations could be something where you build into that fixed cost. A lot of times I'm a bigger fan of that. That way, you know, you've got it kind of pre-planned and pre-budgeted, but at least for all those variable costs. And these are maybe often, these are all the stuff that you put on a credit card. And so what we want to do is say, okay, well, if you know you got, say, your plan can easily take $5,000 a month out and you'd be fine in retirement. Well, if your fixed costs are $3,000, then that means we can spend up to $2,000 on these. Now, the nice thing about that is, it's easy to tell whether or not you're on track or off track, because say you get a credit card bill and it's $4,000 for that month. Well, your rule was you're only supposed to be spending $2,000. So, all right, now was that a month you went on a big vacation, a big trip? That may be totally fine if you had that plan for. Now, however, if you do that for 4 months in a row, okay, now you're going to have a big issue, and now at least you know before the issue gets monstrous that you're behind, that you're doing this too late. So this isn't actually only retirement, obviously. This could be right now, today. And I find it's the easiest way to budget is kind of backing into a budget without having to do a ton of detail, really just figuring out your fixed costs. Then you know how much you have to spend on variable costs. And once you know those two things, then, like I said, then you'll be able to figure out, which way you can go. But, a lot of times people don't know that, and then they find out too late that they've either withdrawn too much out of the retirement, or when they're working, maybe they've built up too big a credit card bill. Then we can kind of see, okay, is there going to be a red line somewhere down the road where you run out of money? And if that's the case, well, hey, now we know what to do. Now we at least know, some things that we should be changing maybe. If that's something you'd like to take advantage of, again, pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Be one of the first 10 callers to get advantage of our blueprint to worry less wealth. What we do is we go through your income plan, our written income plan we develop for you, develop a written investment plan, tax plan, healthcare and legacy options. And that is what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's a way you can have a worry-free retirement, not a worry-filled portfolio. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, again, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. They have strategies that are going to help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs. So call Eric today. You can get a portfolio stress test. Here's the number to call if you want Eric to be your financial hero. Call or text him at 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. We're back talking about the steps that we need to take to create a retirement budget. And Eric, once we write down those spending discretionary needs, like our wants, I guess, you know, what do we do next?
Well, once you write them down, then, you know, you got to get them into place, right?
So you got to do it.
So one of the easiest ways I find to do is with the wealth coordination account process that we have. And again, this is something if somebody wants to call or text on, you know, or even go to our website and ask for this, you know, we can easily send it to them. But really what it is we just put this all into an Excel spreadsheet and say, okay, here's all your fixed costs. So let's translate everything into a monthly amount. So like I said earlier in the show, if it's a, you know, something that you pay twice a year, okay, what's that per month? If you pay it once a year, what's that per month? And we can even throw in there, okay, I want to do a, you know, $15,000 trip every year. So let's throw that in there. And what happens is then you can have all the money that you're taking out of your various, you know, sources go first into that account. Those pay for that, those fixed costs. Then what you do from that account, and you can do this obviously if you have a normal paycheck while you're still working, have that paycheck go in there and that's paying for those costs. Then what you do is you have a certain dollar amount go into your normal checking account that's got the ATM access and all that type of stuff. So usually you want this first account, the fixed account, to be, you know, maybe it's a brokerage account or maybe it's just an account that you don't have an ATM card for. You know, you want to have it where it's really tougher to get to. And then what you do is, you know, then you put, like I said, the rest into your normal account and then you know how much you have to spend. Then you know how much you can take out of the ATMs or pay down your credit card and all that type of stuff. And so, you know, once you have that set up, that process, it's fairly easy. You know, yeah, once a year, check on it, make sure it's all going the right way and stuff. But beyond that, you know, you don't really need to be doing a ton of stuff.
Eric, I want to ask this question. How should our investments change once we're in retirement? You know, we obviously have to live on our budget now, but how would our investments change then when we go into retirement?
Yeah, well, I mean, really what happens in retirement, it is very, very different. So, you know, you've been on this course your whole working career to, you know, just get that nest egg to be as big as you can, right? Just keep funneling more away, making sure it's growing. You know, you had ups and downs over the years, but, you know, that, you know, it is what it is, right? And so that's how much you built up. Those ups and downs didn't really matter when you're working because you weren't taking money out. But there's this thing called the sequence of returns where it talks about how is that money coming out of your portfolio change. Well, you know, if, say you're retired January 1st, 2008, and you took some money out. Well, then 2009, you need to take out the same dollar amount. Well, guess what? Your portfolio now, you know, it's massively lower. And if you take some more out, you're going to be cashing in more stuff, locking in more losses. So one of the things that you really want to do is really kind of shift your entire focus from being, let's just, you know, build up. But then you have to have three types of money. Right now, most people have one type of money, and that's all growth money. That's all stuff in the market trying to get bigger. If you have a 401k, that's all you're allowed to actually even invest in is only growth stuff. I mean, you can do stocks and bonds, but you cannot do, you know, any other types of guaranteed investments. You can't do anything that's, you know, really an easily steady income type alternative asset that we like to use. So really what those three types of monies you need to have in retirement is first and foremost the foundational assets. So something that's guaranteed to be there. Lots of times this may be a guaranteed lifetime income payout. You can kind of create, in essence, your own pension, and that, you know, maybe the Social Security is covering, you know, 2,000 of your, you know, 3,500 in fixed costs. Well, then you need 1,500 more a month to have that fixed cost met for the rest of your life, although you need some inflation adjustment, of course. And so, you know, maybe you put some money into an account where it is going to guarantee that 1,500 a month for you and your spouse for as long as you guys live. You know, and that's easily able to be accomplished. It's very simple to do, as long as you're picking the right person and doing the right product. Then what you need is some sort of actual steady income money. The steady income areas where most people are totally missing it. This is probably one of the most critical areas. And these are things that you can put money into that pay a monthly dividend. You know, they may be paying, you know, some of the real estate stuff that we have, they're paying 6.5% with almost no tax ramifications. You know, that's a great thing for your normal dollars. You know, there's another investment we have that's paying right now a little bit over 8%. It's paid the same dividend since April of 2014. It's never changed the dividend once, and it pays monthly. That's another great asset to have to, you know, really be, you know, sending some money in every single month, because you're going to have those expenses every single month, right? So, you know, that's what you want. And then you put money in the market. But the exact opposite of how most people are doing is they're putting everything pretty much in the market. They may have a little bit of foundational guaranteed assets in terms of just like a bank account or savings account, but that's not really giving them much of anything. And typically no steady income area at all. You know, if you'd like to develop a plan, develop actually a process for you and your family to make sure you're going to have a great retirement, that's what you can do by just pick up the phone today and being one of the first 10 callers. There's no cost, no obligation. It's just a very low-key process where we first meet, doing what we call a discovery meeting, find out where you're at, what things are going on, what's important to you. Then we sit down and have a strategy meeting, and that's when we go over actually what is your written income plan, what is that written investment plan, that written tax plan, healthcare and legacy plans. Wrap that all up in together, and that's when you get that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's the blueprint to having a great retirement. So that's something you'd like to do and you want to take advantage of. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Eric is also a well-known speaker and even an author. He is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial consultant, so he can help you with all the questions that you're facing in retirement or that you're going to face. So give Eric a call today. He'd love to help you out with that blueprint to worryless wealth. Call or text him, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. So Eric, I want to get into how a financial professional could help us out specifically.
Probably the biggest critical issue is, who are you talking to? You know, so that's probably the biggest place where you need to first start. Most people, I would guess maybe the 80-85% range of people in my business tend to be accumulation planners. They tend to be really, truly only investment managers. They may have a lot of the same designations I have and stuff, but really what they're focused on is really just making your investments get bigger and growing those over time. But they're not really well versed in the tax ramifications of taking money from, you know, your Roth versus your IRA versus your non-qualified funds. You know, what should be that spending procedure or process? So, you know, there's a lot of things that they may be missing. So first and foremost, you got to find somebody who is focused on making that switch from accumulation to distribution to that retirement payout phase, not just the retirement planning to have the money there. Secondly, you want to make sure it's somebody who can do everything for you. You know, if you're going to some place that's, you know, like a Wells Fargo, Merrill Lynch, or all those places, you know, those people work for, first and foremost, their company, and secondly, for their clients. And, you know, we do this planning without any obligation. So if you're one of the first 10 callers today, it's going to be no cost, very low-key approach. It's not a timeshare presentation whatsoever. what we're going to do is we're going to first sit down, just find out, hey, who are you? What do you like to do? What's your, you know, your retirement look like in the future? Then let's develop some strategies. So we'll say, okay, here's what's good and bad. Here's your strengths, your dangers, your opportunities in retirement. Here's some things that you didn't know about your plan, and here's how you can fix them. All you have to do is pick the phone, call, or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com.
After the break, we'll come back with Eric and his guest, Marilyn Brown Ross from Open Mortgages. That's coming up next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor and reverse mortgage expert, Marilyn Brown Ross, here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Marilyn, what should we be talking about today with reverse mortgages? I mean, what's new, or is there just some issues that you've been coming across, or some client cases?
As a matter of fact, I met with a CPA, a different one. He had a referral for me. And he was telling me, I don't even know if, I'm sure you must know this, but there was a law passed that now if you're making an interest payment on your line of credit, that's going to change. It's going to have to be amortized out to where you make a whole payment. You're not going to be able to pay interest anymore. And I wasn't sure about that. I thought, I'd heard it. But if that's true, it's going to be huge for people, seniors with credit lines, because they're getting by on making the interest payment. But now all of a sudden, it's going to be they're going to have to make a bigger payment.
Yeah, well, usually most of the regular loans will at some point amortize.
Okay.
So I mean, that's what he was talking about. But yeah, I guess we should always start off with, hey, what is a reverse mortgage, right?
A reverse mortgage is a way to access the equity in your home that is you can't touch when you're – usually you can't touch if you're a senior because you have to show income in order to get the loan. So you've got this – it's like a big savings account. Your home is sitting there and all that equity in it and you can't touch it. Or you have a big mortgage on it. You're in your 70s, 80s, and you're still paying a big mortgage, and you'd like to get out from under that, because I've come across people whose payments are $3,000 a month. Well, that $3,000 in your pocket is huge. So what a reverse mortgage is, exactly opposite of your traditional mortgage. With a traditional mortgage, you make a payment, you pay down a lot of the interest and some of the principal, so your balance decreases. With a reverse mortgage, you are not required to make a payment, but it is a negative amortization, so your balance increases. But you can still pay it down. So let's say you're making a $3,000 payment, and it would be huge if you could just pay $1,500, let's say, whatever the figures are. Mm-hmm. So you could do a reverse and keep it paid down if that's important to you, or you can just do it and never have a payment again. And my favorite part of the reverse mortgage is, with a regular mortgage, if you miss payments, if something happens and you don't make your payments, you're in foreclosure. They're going to foreclose on you. With a reverse mortgage, there's only three ways that they can say, okay, this we're calling it due, and that is if you don't keep your property tax paid, if you don't pay your homeowner's insurance, and you have to keep the property in decent repair, it's called, for your own health and safety. It's not cosmetic. It's
right. It doesn't have to look good, but no, just can't exactly. have holes in the floor.
Right. So you're going to break your neck. Or
right.
They don't want that. It has to be safe for the senior.
Yeah. And then, of course, back in the late 80s, there was a few that shared equity, but that's way been gone for decades. They don't.
But people still, that's right. But people still think of that. Now, I have a lot of clients that say, oh, my gosh, I'd really like to do this, but the bank is going to be my partner or the lender.
Right.
But that only lasted very short period of time. But people hear horror stories, especially if they happen to know someone that it happened to. But that changed. Nobody goes on your title. It's your home. Nobody. You leave it to your heirs, whoever you want. And exactly like your traditional mortgage. So if you have a mortgage today and you owe $200,000, if something happened to both of you, your husband, your wife, or if it's just you, and your children acquired it through your trust, your will, that loan has to be paid off.
Right.
Right. Just like the reverse. So the reverse, when you pass it to your children, they have the option to say, I want to keep this house. I will pay off what they owe, and then I'm going to keep it. They can get a regular mortgage, pay it off if they have the cash, whatever. Or they can say, we're going to sell it. So they give them 6 months with 2-3 month extensions to put it on the market, get it sold. And then the balance is paid off. If they owe $200 and the house sells for $800, that $200 gets paid and they get the equity, right. The family.
Yeah. And you know, the other part people forget about too is that money that, you know, well, it's either way. You're either, like you said, stopping making a payment. So that means, you know, you don't need to be pulling $3,000, but to get $3,000, you need to usually pull $4,000 out of something to pay that payment.
Right.
Or you're just taking cash out of there because you're wanting to live or have fun trips or go get that RV, and that's all tax-free. There's right. no tax ramifications, which can be a huge deal, too.
And I'm dealing with one right now. I have an appointment actually this afternoon. They've lived in the house for 60 years, and they paid $18,000 for it, and it's worth $800. He owes no money on it, but they can't make ends meet with the Social Security, so they're either going to have to move. He said, I don't want to move. Plus the fact, if we move, he said, we have done some work to the house, however, probably not even upwards of $100,000, so capital gains from that point on.
Right.
And he says, it doesn't pay me to sell this house.
Oh, so, no. Yeah, no, if he sold it, he'd probably have a gain of, you know, $200,000, $300,000, or at least $100,000 of taxes.
And, exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the other part that people a lot of times forget about, too, is, you know, if you want to downsize, they're very likely, if you're over that $250,000 for single or $500,000 exclusion for couples, you know, then you're going to have some big tax to pay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my reverse mortgage expert here, Marilyn Brown Ross. So the other part that, you know, that a lot of people don't really, you know, think about reverse mortgages is buying. And I've recently been, you know, just like you were talking there with, you know, you mentioned with that one client. I mean, I've got one right now, actually, that's out in, you know, in the Sunnyvale area. And you know, they bought the house for like $500. Now it's like $1.5 million because it's super close to the spaceship for Apple. It's close to right. Facebook, all those places. And she doesn't have much of liquid cash. So she's sitting there going, hey, I've got friends out in the Central Valley. I've got friends in Washington and relatives out there too. And, you know, can I downsize? And, you know, yeah, I'll pay the tax, which will be painful, but, you know, then I need to have money to live on. So, you know, talk about the reverse to purchase now.
So the reverse to purchase works out very well. You have a piece of property you want to downsize and you sell it for $800,000. And you get $800,000. Let's say you have $800,000. And of course, in this area, condos are very expensive. Well, you don't want a payment, but you don't want to use all your cash either. So you find a condo for $800,000, let's say. You got that out of the sale of your property. You find one. So the reverse, depending on the value of the property and your age, will put in so much of that money up to $636,150 is the max claim amount. So you have $800,000, your property is worth it. The reverse might put in $450,000. So you could put in $350,000, they put in $450,000, and you still have that balance up to your $800,000 left to live on and no payment.
Right.
Yeah. So the reverse for purchase is really gaining popularity with seniors.
You know, I don't think a lot of people really fully understand how big that can be, having that cash available, because obviously you still want to go do fun stuff, right? You know, and then of course, if you get a new place and you may have sold some of your other stuff, maybe you want, you know, new appliances, or maybe you need to do a little repairs to make it up to where you like it to be and stuff. So, you know, that leaves that money up there for you. And of course, if you start putting in some sort of thing that's paying income, I mean, we've got investments that are paying 6 to 8%. They could be getting that cash, using that to live on, right, and not have that payment, like you
exactly.
said.
Exactly.
So, well, if somebody is interested in doing what you were saying, is taking that time to do that consultation, sit down with you and kind of go over that, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
As always, we always have a link if somebody wants to also email you at the Wealth Creator website, so they can also click on there if they trying to find you even more or forget the number.
Right.
But again, it's no obligation, no cost. Just sit down with her, get the information for you, or even if it's for your parent too.
Absolutely.
Well, it's great having you on. We'll have you on next month.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Always great to be here.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. Check out their website. It's wealthcreator.com. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text him 408-297-9800. Remember, he is offering you that blueprint to worryless wealth for absolutely free. He wants you to call him right now. He'd love to help you out. Today, we've been talking about creating a retirement expense budget. But right now we're at the point in our show, Eric, where it's time to kind of summarize everything that you've said.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we started off with talking about, you know, figuring out what's that budget going to be. What's that monthly number that you need to be withdrawing from your portfolio, at least initially, and then obviously have that get bigger over time. First and foremost, what you want to do is sit down and figure out that fixed cost. So what is that, you know, the mortgage, the insurances, all the stuff you got to pay, you know, every month. And figure out that number. Then you can then figure out, you know, okay, what's my variable cost normally? What's my fun stuff? What's my groceries, my fuel, but my entertainment, my going out to dinner, vacations, all that type of stuff. And those two steps there really kind of create what we call the wealth coordination account process, where you can actually have that money set aside as like an escrow account to pay all those fixed costs. And then for the variable stuff, then you know how much you're supposed to be spending, which can go up and down, obviously, during the year, but at least you'll know, you know, if you're way over or way under. Then also, you know, the other step you need is having some sort of healthcare strategy, really, because, you know, for especially people retiring earlier, if you're retiring earlier than 65, I should say, you know, if you're before Medicare age, you know, it can be very tough. And a lot of times, maybe it's one of you is over Medicare age, but the other one's under. So again, you got to make sure you plan that right, because for most people, it's about $1,000 or so before 65, and it's about $400 after. So, you know, that's a big monthly expense, obviously, change. And so that's one thing you got to, you know, have some planning for. And then, you know, really what you want to do is create a plan, a written income plan. I mean, that's really what we're kind of driving to, really, is having that written down, saying, hey, I know I don't have a paycheck anymore. I know I need to do some sort of budgeting. I hate budgeting. So how am I going to do this? So that's when we basically sit down and say, okay, you know, here's the monthly number. Let's do an income plan. Then that backs into how should we invest it. That then tells us how the taxes will be. So which money should we touch when? Lots of times you should take money from your IRAs first. So all that stuff. Then we can talk about the healthcare legacy. And that's what we call our blueprint to worry less wealth. So, you know, if that's something you'd want for you and your family, that one document that kind of guides your entire financial future, that blueprint to worry less wealth, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Now, on wealthcreator.com, you've got podcasts for this show, so feel free to stop by and listen, and lots of other great information. Call or text 408-297-9800. Yeah, that's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. And once again, thank you for joining Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and wealthcreator.com. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.